Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, this is Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in today's new episode. Well, this is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And just like always, we have two very dear guests whom I would love them to introduce themselves pretty much briefly. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zainab, and assalamu alaikum, Sister Masuma.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
Thank you very much. Well, just to start with, give us a very short introduction about yourself.
So yeah, basically I have been studying Hafsa for past 10 years now. And before that I have done my master's in linguistics, grad in science, and that's it.
So thank you very much for coming here. And what about you, Sister Masma?
I would describe myself as an adult kid. who has some responsibilities but likes to be as playful as I was. And I'm studying English literature and I'm just in the beginning of my journey.
So wish you luck.
So it can be really bad. And as we have seen, whatever human has created, after some time, the negative, the consequences have shown up. So for now, we don't see much of red flags, but I'm sure we will soon.
I do not completely disagree with Masuma, but at the same time, I would not neglect its goods, its advantages.
Same in here.
So,
same
like,
in here,
the efficiency,
so
the speed.
Yeah.
You know, the efficiency and speed.
And the
it
much
has.
Of ideas it would give you.
And after all, like, the best part I love in AI is that it never gets tired.
Yeah. It never gets tired.
Seriously, I this is one of the...
Unless you have to upgrade.
Yeah, so, yeah. But regarding upgrade, I was like, when I was learning about AI, one was teaching about generative AI, and he said, like, if you're not upgrading it, it's like there's an 11th class smart student mm-hmm. living in your basement. And sometimes you're just taking help from him
yeah.
for certain aspects.
Nice,
but when
nice.
You are upgrading Similarly. It, it's like Einstein living in your basement and you're seeking
yeah.
help from Einstein. And it is literally like that, especially
exactly.
who have upgraded those, so they know there's this difference. So yeah, efficiency, speed, no fatigue, I think these are
yeah.
these are, the best
inclusiveness.
Things,
inclusiveness,
yeah.
like it would see things from different perspectives and the much you ask it... She, I don't know, her or him.
At the end of every answer, there's,
yeah.
if you would like more to help, I'm
oh,
here.
I love that. I love that. When it
and we
says,
as humans love that.
How can I help you? Tell me if you need more.
More.
I love these sentences.
That is interesting. That is nice to see that someone is always there, but it's not a one, actually. I cannot even address it as someone, something.
Yeah.
There is something out there for you.
But I always see it as someone.
No, I am still sticking to something because this is scary.
So now, there is this thing that they always associated with women, but I think that's wrong. I mean, like diet and going for a special diet is not just for women. Thank God nowadays we have veggies and those people... are not just, you know, there's no segregation. There's no for male and female. It's for both. So are you a kind of a diet person going through a diet?
Yes, sometimes, but not
sometimes
always.
Sometimes everybody has been through it.
Yeah, short period usually.
Yeah, because why?
Because different reasons. After sometimes maybe
but mostly
I get
because
busy.
We cannot cope up with it.
Yeah, I lose the motivation or the diet plan was wrong from the very beginning, you know.
Yeah.
Not reasonable, not practical basically.
Not practical.
Not seeing the results overnight.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, like for example, it's been some time. For sure I had it in past. In past I cut the sugar from my life entirely. But then after some, I guess it was for 1 year or 2 year. And then after that, I started using sugar again.
1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
Oh my God. So did you have natural
one
sugars?
One and more, I guess.
Did you have natural sugars?
Like yeah, natural honey. Like there was always honey in there.
Oh, okay,
but then
okay.
honey, date, and a lot more of because I'm the kind of a person who cannot live without sweeties.
Okay.
But then now when I think of having a diet like that, I feel scared. All the time. Because to cut something from your life entirely, it gives you the feeling and connotation of being limited.
But what if
if there are chains around you?
But what if it's a diet that you have to add something to your life?
Now this is what we're talking about.
Something
are there any kind of diets that would add to your life? Like it would create a huge change that you do not feel like it's limiting you? No. On the contrary, you feel like it's giving you a new perspective. What kind of diet would be?
You know, I have heard a lot about, you know, like 21 days, 30 days, 40 days, habit planner.
Yeah.
And first of all, 21 days is too less. Don't trust that. Been through such courses that they go through 40 days, and they help you to improve a little by little. And what I'm talking about, it was a religious plan. And for example, it motivated me to recite Quran, starting from at least 5 lines. Like 5 lines is really nothing.
Yeah, to make a habit for yourself.
Exactly.
Like habit formation.
Definitely. So you're not deleting anything. It's something like a diet.
Yeah.
It's long lasting and it's adding to you.
And it's adding.
At first, it seems scary because you would be like, oh my God, every day cannot.
Yeah. What if I cannot? Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, because you start from small bites,
small portions,
yes,
that would do.
Yeah. You're so easy.
So now there's a beautiful and interesting thing in our religion. We have this concept of Nazr. Like people would do some special promise to God. Mm-hmm. And then there are varieties of them.
Yeah.
Among these varieties, I could mention this one, that for 40 days, you go for a special habit. Like, for example, for 40 days, you have to go to shrine.
Once I was really feeling, my heart was yearning for Imam Reza, so I really wanted to go to Mashhad.
Yeah.
And I don't know, my heart was just yearning all of a sudden.
It happens. It happens to all of us.
And
yeah, so sweet.
I got a call that some special journalists are being invited to Mashhad, and then you're one of them shortlisted, and only you can come, not your entire family and stuff. So like, they were not yearning. I was so much, but then I happened to go there. But I told Imam Reza that since you, I don't know, just heard my heart, I didn't even utter it into the words. For the next 40 days, I will read your 40 ahadith.
Yeah,
and I'll start from today. So I did that, and I learned huge number of things that I felt like I was in need of learning them. And seriously, it was a good habit into my life. Like I learned about him. I felt like I knew him more. I got more acquainted towards him.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I don't know, you heard my heart out. And then I started learning 40 ahadiths, mm-hmm, one on each day. But then I was not just satisfied with one. I would go for two,
I
three.
Know,
and
I
this,
know, yeah.
The process increased.
Because of the small steps you took, you were actually motivated by yourself.
Yeah. And the next step I did, I had passport issues, I had visa issues, I had everything issues, and Arbaeen was so near. But then, you know, it's Imam Hussein, it's Arbaeen, you're so emotional.
Yeah.
And I was like, doing the same
now
kind
we
of,
are yearning.
Same kind
now
of,
you made us yearn.
Same kind of deal with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I said, Imam, like, you are the living Quran. So if I happen to be in Karbala, either way, I will start contemplating in Quran every night.
And you did.
Even if it's one verse, I will do that. But I won't promise you that I will contemplate whole surahs every night. Even if it's just one verse, I will contemplate. And then I was contemplating, I was making notebooks, and my husband was like, why do you have so much research, so much Quran, and you're writing it? What is it? I see this change, but this is so beautiful. I love it. I don't love your other subjects, like you study this, that. But the way you're spreading Quran on the tables, and then you have a big notebook, and you're writing the points, because I was learning so much through, and I happened to be in Arabic in that year as well.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So we always talk about the good part of these diets, like going for a special journey of 40 days of doing this and that in some special days. But then, are there any people who would do it in the wrong way? I mean, are there people who would go for diets in order to get fat, more fat? Are there people who would go through diet to gain some very bad attitudes? We go for a break and then we come back to see what's going on.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality. Sister Masume and Sister Zainab are helping us with the concept of special days that you take in order to achieve something like the diet. But forget about the diet. Let's come a little bit into a much more non-materialistic world, metaphysical version of it. Like Sister Zainab was mentioning, too much of her experiences in which they lead her into developing herself, more of her knowledge. But then I mentioned that maybe there are some ways that people would take of these days of, like, for example, somebody tells them, if you do this for 20 days, this would happen to you. And then if you do this for 7 days, this would happen to you. So it's not always about the good part. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people unconsciously, maybe sometimes, get involved and trapped in situations that they shouldn't.
So about the unconsciously, I guess, we can say, for example, if we don't look carefully of what steps are we taking, it can go wrong. But usually when you are consciously taking step, it does not happen much. It usually ends up in a good way. But sometimes people wantingly, they want someone else's bad. So you might
out of think, viciousness.
Yes. For example, I don't want that family to be happy. And you might think, oh, this is all, you know, abracadabra. This is not real. But come on, this I know I have not experienced it personally, but I have seen around me a lot. In some societies, this is something that people are going through. They would go to some other people. They would give them some guidelines. Oh, do this, 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 this for X amount of days or X amount of times. And that family will be, you know, doomed or sad, something like that.
We have the concept of magicians in the Holy Book of Quran as well. So the thing that you're mentioning is very important. Sometimes out of need, you go to some people who are the wrong people. Mm-hmm. And then they would lead you to some journeys that you don't have to get involved in it. Whenever we're talking back to reality, the point we come to at the conclusion part is that the more knowledge you have, the better you can be, the more you can achieve in your life. So everything depends on your knowledge. So for these people, I've seen many of them as well. Like, some of them are supposedly knowledgeable, but unfortunately they get entrapped in these occasions. But the thing that we need to focus on is that in different parts of our life, we have to seek refuge in Allah and only in Him, and not in, I don't know, black magic and this and that. And the ways that we were talking about at the beginning of today's episode were the positive points in which Ahlul Bayt has suggested us to do, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam have suggested us to do, or they come from a very reliable source. Like, they do not come from nowhere. I just wanted to differentiate between these two things. Like, it's very important to know that, because sometimes we consider going through special days, like for 40 days. For many people, it seems to be superstitious. But it is not, if you take it in the wrong, if you take it in the right way. Like, if you go as in accordance with what it has been recommended to you by Ahlul Bayt and by God Himself. So I guess this would be just the conclusion, to know that these journeys, if they're spiritual, that would lead you into a point that would change you into better you. But if you go to, and if you take it in the wrong way, unfortunately, it would lead you at an ending point, which is the worst part of you, which would be like a scarlet letter forever in your fate and your destiny and your reputation and in your whatever. So just try to be very careful about the journeys you take, and try to seek refuge always in Allah and in the Holy Book of Quran. These are the best way to solace yourself. So thank you to your listeners, and thank you, Sister Zainab and Sister Masume. This was all for today. Until another session, I hope you stay healthy. Take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.